During the week this week, I had a change of a subject I was studying and a change of direction, and I'll tell you why with that direction in a little bit, but if I could put a title to what I'd like for us to look at this afternoon, it would be My Mental Praise Folder. If you were to take in each one of us, if we could just stop for a little bit and take an inventory of my thoughts this last 7 days. And if there were enough thoughts that they could be put in a category, enough thoughts of one subject that they could be put in a category, and you know, in a week's time, we can have a lot of different thoughts come through our mind. I've had thoughts before come through my mind, and it was just a thought, and then it's gone, and I don't even think about it again. But I've had other things come into our mind. You know, we have that verse that says, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you and thereby many be defiled. You know, every one of us will have to work on the file that we keep on different kind of thoughts that come to us. Do we continue to add to those the good ones or the bad ones? When I wake up in the morning and I go back mentally to my library of thoughts that I have been keeping in folders, what's the biggest one that comes to my mind? You know, sometimes I get kind of serious thinking. Lord, if the Lord Himself, remember it says every way of a man's right in his own eyes. If the Lord Himself would say, this past week I kept an inventory of your thoughts. And I'm not talking about sinful thoughts. I'm just talking about thoughts and whether they were profitable to me spiritually or not. And in the morning when I wake up and I've got this library of thoughts that I've been building and I go to it, which one is the largest one and the easiest to get and maybe add more to or benefit from, hopefully to be able to benefit from? One of the children had this morning the Sunday school verse, Psalms 1:1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. But he's doing something. You know what? He's building a folder for his thoughts. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law he meditates day and night. He's building a folder. Scriptures are going into that. And he's loving for it to happen. Well, there's a lot of other things that can be put in folders in our mind. I've been thinking the last few days, we have an upcoming presidential election. You know, that's hard to even think about. Wait, come on, that's still over a year away. But you know what? It's already starting to churn and people's thoughts about it and all the news that would go along with it. You know what? All that information can be put in a folder in my mind. And I wake up tomorrow morning thinking about it. And I hear more news and I add more things to it. And a worry starts coming about the future of our country. You know what? It can consume our thoughts. And maybe not just the presidential election, but just the condition of our country. You know what? I can wake up in the morning if I allow myself to go down these trails. I can wake up in the morning adding to how bad things are for us. And you know what? It can be that bad. But you know, I like the verses that tell us what to do about it. It can help us with what we're building in our library. It tells us what to do about those people who are in authority. You know what? I can have a big file in my mind right now about who's the president today and everything that he's done wrong while he's been in office and all those things, thoughts going through my mind. Or you know what, I can reduce that folder down to one verse. Pray for those that are in authority. Pray for them that we would be able to lead a quiet and a peaceable life. And instead of me opening up the folder that tells about the things that our leaders are doing wrong, it doesn't hurt to remember those except, Lord, help me to do what I can because these things are going to consume my thinking. There's a verse that, so what's the topic? My mental praise folder. How thin is it? How thick is it? And can I build to it? There's a verse in Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. You know what that has a lot to do with? These mental folders that I'm talking about. These mental folders are where my mind has gone for however long of a time throughout this past week. And whether or not they caused me to have peace today, or whether my peace has been troubled because of it. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Remember the verse in John 14:27, Jesus is saying, I've got some peace I'm going to leave with you. My peace I'll give to you. It's not like the world would give you. I'm going to tell you, my peace will be disturbed by what I'm keeping in folders in my mind. I can, with all the promises that there are out there, Jesus can tell me, I'm going to leave you some peace like the world can't give you. And I find out, wait, you know what? I don't have peace myself. I can start thinking about, why do I not? Where has my thoughts been going? And there's a verse over in Philippians 4:7. I'd like for us to go to Philippians because this is part of the things that is being put in my library, my mental library. Philippians 4:7 says, the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And then it starts telling us about building some folders. Here's some folders. 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. If there be any virtue, I was looking at the definition of virtue. If there be any virtue, the practice of moral duties that stem from a sincere love of God and His law. My desire to do right because I have a love for the law that He has. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise. Praise is what I'm wanting us to think about this afternoon. To extol in words or song, to magnify, to glorify on the account of perfections or excellent works. That causes praise to go up to God when I think on these things. I'm interested in finding out, where does God dwell? We read a verse over in Isaiah 57:15. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. He dwells in eternity. But you know what? It also lets us know we'll be able to find him where true praise is going up to him. Now, when we think about praise, the religious world will have praise services. We're going to dedicate this service right here to praise. Well, that sounds like you want to get God's attention, you start praising him, and he's going to come on in to you. You know what? There's some verses that I want us to think about, because I would like praise, my praise going to him, to cause him to be right here with me also. There's some verses for me to think about. Luke 6:46 is a question I need to ask myself. If I think, you know what, a praise service is what we need to get God's attention. What does this say in Luke 6:46? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? You know what, if I want to get his attention, I want him to come down to me. I want him to draw nigh to me. You know what it says? Why are you calling me Lord, Lord? Why even have this praise service or this praise song if you're not doing the things that I say? There's another one in Matthew 15:8. It says, this people draw nigh to me with their mouth. They honor me with their lips. But the thing that God watches the closest, their heart, is far from me. So what I take from this is, I would like my praise to him to be acceptable, but I see there are some places to where just because it's praise, it does not get his attention. You know, we don't read the book of Amos very much, but I looked at a couple verses in there, and it's God talking to his chosen people. They have drifted from him, and now here's what he's saying to them in the book of Amos. I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. The things that I really wanted him to just come close to me with, I thought it would do it. He said, I'm not going to smell in your solemn assemblies. He says, take away the noise of your songs. So the very things that I think, well, this is a praise service. This is a praise song right here. There's some things about me that I need to be able to do that will cause him to accept my praise. But I want to look at, there's a sacrifice that we can give him that is acceptable. It's over in Hebrews 13 and 15. By him, therefore, you know, we read in the Old Testament about sacrifices that were given. Thousands of sheep, thousands of bulls offered up to him. You know, we can still offer him a sacrifice. Here it is. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Praise is different than thanks. Thanks is I'm telling him I appreciate what you just did for me. Praise is who you are if you don't do anything else for me. I recognize who you are. And here is a danger for us. If I come to a place that I think praise is attached to him giving me what I want. Now, Lord, I tell you what, if I go to praising you, you're just going to come up real close and say, whatever you want, I'll give you. You know, praise is independent of any of that. If I don't get what I want, there's still something that goes up to you. And these verses let me know it's got to be from the heart. It cannot mean me saying, okay, I know we have this song in our book about praise. Let's get it going. Let's sing it over and over. No. What I need is from the heart, a genuine praise to God. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise. Over in Philippians, Paul was talking to them, and he talks about some of the things that they sent to him, just things that he needed, probably temporal things. But he said of that, he said it was an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice that was acceptable, well-pleasing to God. You know what? I want to be able to have my sacrifice of thanksgiving, of praise to him. I want it to be acceptable. So I want him to be able to check my heart and see that, you know what? This praise has no strings attached to it. It's just, Lord, I recognize how great you are, and I want to come back to you and tell you thanks and praise for that. So as we look at that, where can God be found? He said to the humble and the contrite heart, he'll be found there. But there's another place. It's over in Psalms 22. And the third verse. But thou, pretty small verse here, thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Lord, you dwell, I'll be able to find you where true praises are going up to him. That's where he dwells with the praises of Israel. And now here's where this thought came from this week. I've heard it in your own testimonies in the recent past. But I saw it firsthand this week. Cheryl was having a lot of pain one night. And what are we going to do? Are we going to make God do something? No, we can't do anything. Get down. What does it say? An humble and a contrite heart. He'll be found there. So I remember we prayed for her. And you know what? There's not a prayer I can pray to make God do anything. But it does tell us to do that. And then to put our confidence in Him. But I think she even sent it on out to the congregation afterwards. She said when she went back to bed, she still had pain. But said that the thought came to her, start praising me. Now this is where it separates praise services. And he'd have to ask me, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things I say? What we're talking about now is when I'm with all my heart desiring to please the Lord with my life. And I have this problem. And I am not trying to force God to do anything. But instead, what I do is come back to Him with praise for who He is. And you know, we got to be real, real careful here. Because I can attach a string by saying, God, you are almighty. You're everywhere. You see everything. Now you see this. Now hurry up and take care of it. But to just be able to hand it to Him, I think it's very important for us. I want to get God's attention. You know, the prophets of Baal wanted to get their God's attention. And they went through all kind of exercises to be able to try to get Baal to answer. You know what? With Cheryl's, there was not a whole lot of things she had to do to get God's attention. First of all, we got to have our heart right before Him. And then just come to Him with praise for who He is. And then if it changes nothing, it helps me to realize how great God is. He is well able out in the future. You know, praise is so easy on a sunshiny day, and I do not have one trouble in the world. I can sing all of those praise songs, and it just flows so easy. But you know what brings the most glory to God is when I can praise Him in the middle of all the trouble that I'm facing. We've all heard it in 2 Chronicles 20. Jehoshaphat had a huge army coming against him. They're going to be like the sand of the sea coming up here. And Jehoshaphat did what I would do. It says he feared. He was scared. But he did something else. He sought the Lord. And some of the things that he said in seeking the Lord, that's in 2 Chronicles 20, it said, neither know we what to do. Our eyes are on you. Lord, I don't have a backup plan. I don't have plan B if Thursday doesn't give me the answer I want. I got another plan. But instead, our eyes are upon Thee. And what does it say? All Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Those things that are most vulnerable. I've still got my eyes on the Lord. And it says, then they were called to go out to battle the next day. With no weapons. But you know who went first? He appointed singers. You lead the group going out here to battle. That would sure be tough to hold a note and sing. But instead, what does it say? They began to sing. You know, if they had some kind of a confidence, we're talking about praising God. They had some kind of a confidence in who God was that they could sing praise to Him. It says what they did was they praised the beauty of holiness. And you know what? We want to be able to get God's attention. How do we do it? That did it. And God began to work for them. There was a song that says, when you're up against a struggle that is shattered. Shattered all your dreams. You know, we get some dreams all laid out. This year this happens, and next year that's going to happen, and it just flows on out. And we never have a plan for it to come to an end. It's just going to keep on going. When you're up against a struggle that shattered all your dreams, your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. What you going to do? Praise the Lord. He will work for those who praise Him. Praise the Lord. Our God inhabits, He lives right around where this is happening from a true heart. Our God inhabits praise. Praise the Lord. And those chains which seem to bind you, they fall powerless behind you. And they serve only to remind you when you praise the Lord. There is something I believe very valuable for us, for me to learn. The kind of praise that's acceptable to God and gets His attention to where He's right there by me when I have difficult times. So in this mental praise folder, if you were to open yours right now, how big is the volume? If I were to open mine, how big is the volume compared to all the other things that I've been thinking about? And you know what? Instead of the Lord coming along to chastise us because I don't have much there, He's just saying, hey, next week, you can change it. Just like that man in Psalms 1:1, his delight is in the law of the Lord. This next week, I can turn my thoughts away from the problems that are there, and I've been building this big old folder. In fact, He lets us get rid of some of the books that have been causing me a lot of worry and replace them with some other things. Praise is very important. So I'd like to add, and you probably have some of your own scriptures that in your mind you could put in your own folder. So I'd like for you to think about them. I'd like to share a few with you. Psalms, let me just give a few of them out. Sis Loren? Okay. Psalms 107:8. If someone would get that one.
Psalm 107:8.
Okay, good. She was thinking she's going to be sleepy. Okay, and Psalms 150:6.
Psalm 150:6.
Okay. Psalms 117:1-2. Okay. Psalms 104. Okay, 104th verse. Okay. Psalms 104:33. Okay. Psalms 108:1. Okay. Isaiah 61:3. Okay. So let's go back and start with these. If you went through the scripture, you would find that there are so many scriptures about praise. And I think it would be good for me to start building my folder to where I start remembering some of these. Okay, Psalms 107:8.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men.
Okay. Almost like a longing, and I try to look at this verse and think of God Himself saying it. Oh, that men would praise me for all the things that I've been doing for them. You know what, our temporal blessings, I need to go back with praise to Him for those things that He gives me. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. So who all should be praising Him? Psalms 150:6.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Everything
the Lord.
That hath breath, praise the Lord. You know, I think the animals themselves bring praise back to God. I just listen to the birds in the morning. Surely that's some kind of praise for what He has done to the animal kingdom. I've got breath. Lord, help me to add to this booklet. Because the thing is, tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up and my thoughts get to churning. And it will usually go to the biggest thing that I've been adding into, troubles or whatever it is. I'd like to make my folder bigger.
Yes.
About praise to God. About who He is no matter what trouble I'm in. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Okay, in Psalms 117:1. Through two.
Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. I was looking at this song number 68. When it was written here, the first verse of it is this verse. Oh, praise the Lord, the second verse, all ye nations. Praise him for his goodness. He saveth his people from all their sins and preserveth the souls of all who will trust him. Praise ye the Lord. Okay, Psalms 100 and the fourth verse.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Okay. And in that little short place, it says something that's real important for us. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You know, my praise to him, I believe, is going to almost be in relation to how much I think I can do on my own. As I realize how much I need God, how dependent I am upon him, I believe it causes me to be able to see more of who God is. You know, there were some warnings given to the children of Israel. They said, be real careful when you come into a land where you have so many things. You got crops that you didn't even plant. You've got houses that you did not build. You know, really, we could look back on our life and say, everything that I have temporally, God gave it to me. If I didn't have the strength to do it, or even if I had the strength to do it, he could blow on it and it'd all be gone. Lord, help me to come back to you with praise for what you've done. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. And God would tell the children of Israel, be real careful when success comes your way. Because what happens is, it's going to be real easy to say, my hand got me this wealth. And we know what happened to Nebuchadnezzar when he came to the place that he looked at the things that he had and he said, I've been able to get these things on my own. There wasn't much praise that went up to God from him in that one. But after the lesson that he went through, he said, now I praise and extol. He had some praise coming to God after 7 years of eating grass like an ox. I don't want to be humbled down to be able to give praise to him. I want it to be able to flow freely. Enter into his gates, his courts. Want to have some praise there. Okay, Psalms 104 and 33.
I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being.
So how long is that? As long as I live. While I have my being, I'm going to be bringing some praises back to him. You know, that takes some training, our mind, to be able to do that. Because my thoughts can go off into some things that don't cause much praise to go back to him. What are those things? The things to think about in Philippians 4 and 8. There are some things that are true, but they're not going to cause me to bring much praise. I can think about the things that are true in our world. It's true, we're in a mess. But you know what? It won't cause me to bring much praise back to who God is.
Yes.
It says, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise. So if praise cannot come from it, it's probably not a good thing for me to be building much of a category on. So I had really never attached that piece. I was busy looking at all the things that I'm supposed to be thinking about. But down at the bottom, it tells us how to work with each of those things. I'm going to praise him while I have my being.
Yes.
And to do that, I'm going to have to do some working at it. Okay, Psalms 108 and 1.
O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory.
Okay. My heart is fixed. I'm going to sing and praise. You know, why is it that this little piece right here is so valuable? God wants us to recognize how great He is and the things that He's done for us. And never come to the place that I feel like I have much of a part in it. The praise, all praise goes back to Him. My heart is fixed. Here's what I'm going to do. So Isaiah 61 and 3.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified.
A garment of praise. You know, that's something I put on and I'm wrapped all around with it. And I swapped it out for some of the other things that I could have had. Mourning, all of the sad things that could be in my life. I'm going to swap them out. He will swap them out for the garment of praise for us to be able to have it. I'm thankful for that. Have I given out Psalms 139 and 14? Okay, let me give just a few more verses. Psalms 139 and 14. Psalms 9 and 1. Okay, Psalms 22 and 23.
Psalms 22 and
23. Okay, and Psalms 34 and 1.
Psalms 34 and 1.
Okay, let's go back to these verses. Psalms 139 is a good chapter for us to read. It tells about the first part of it. Where am I going to be able to go that I'm not in your presence? If I go to this place, you're there. If I go here, you're there. You're everywhere. And then what does this 139 and 14 say?
I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
I'm going to praise thee. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know what? I've took for granted a lot of things about a healthy body. All the things that work when they work, and then when they stop working, you start realizing, wow, that was an intricate design that God made. And Brother Paul knows it probably better than any of us. If you just took a look at what all is involved in the body and functioning together, and when this little piece crashes, it only takes up this much room in your body, but it's affecting something else, which affects something else, and major things happen. I'm going to praise you because I start looking at, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God is the one that designed it, and I want to come back to Him with praise for what He did. Psalms 9 and 1.
I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works.
I'm going to praise Him with how much? Just a little piece. And I've got a lot of other room over here that I'm building other folders. I'm going to praise Him with my whole heart. I'm going to put everything into magnifying who He is. And I still will come short of how great He really is. Okay, Psalms 22 and 23.
Ye that fear the Lord, praise Him. All ye seed of Jacob, glorify Him, and fear Him, and ye seed of Israel.
So we see verses that talk about fear God. Some of those should be just a fear of hell. So it should be also a deep respect for who God is. Ye that fear the Lord. What does it say? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. For God's going to bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. You know, this needs to cause me to have a real deep respect. Praise is who God is. I need to have a real deep respect for who God is. We see with Jesus when He was going around as a man, He could perceive the thoughts that people were thinking. When they would ask a question, He knew why they were asking the question. And He was able to talk to them about it. Well, you know what? That's nothing new. God tells us back in His Word that He perceives the thoughts and the intents of the heart. I need to let that cause me to have a fear, a deep respect for who God is. Nothing's going to slip by Him unnoticed, nor will something slip by Him when He would help me out. He will be right there also. Okay, I've got another. Before I go to any other verses, do you have one just right off in your mind that we haven't gone to yet? That if you could look in your category of praise to God, that you would want to share? Or you might say, well, I think we've already done them all. But you will find if you start looking through there, we haven't even scratched the surface of this, which tells me how much God is interested in us praising Him.
Isn't there one, praise is comely for the upright?
Praise is comely. He inhabits praise. And I think he sees it as a valuable thing. Okay, Psalms 34 and 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yes.
Now that's a goal to reach toward. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now how does that work? Because there's days when praise is real, real easy because everything is going good. But you know, there's also some days that are pretty cloudy. And it's pretty easy to think about something besides praise. I'm going to bless Him at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'd like for us to look at a song, number 53. This song, it even gives us a verse about when everything is going real good. I got some praise that I give Him. But it also tells us about when there's some trouble out there. I'd like for us to sing this song together. Let the gates of praise be open, sounding forth the joy within. Shout and sing, the Lord has spoken, for He saves and keeps from sin. Praise Him in the sanctuary. Repraise Him in our song and prayer. Praise Him day and night, adore Him, praise Him, praise Him everywhere. When our hearts are full of gladness, which we joyfully proclaim, how it cheers the sad and lonely, how it magnifies His name. Praise Him in the sanctuary. Repraise Him in our song and prayer. Praise Him day and night, adore Him, praise Him, praise Him everywhere. Praise Him when the heart is heavy, for His children near or far, joyfully we'll bear their burdens to our God who answers prayer. Praise Him in the sanctuary. Repraise Him in our song and prayer. Praise Him day and and night adore. Him, praise Him everywhere. When the clouds above us hover and the host of hell are near, shout His praises, hallelujah. Christ will make them disappear. Praise Him in the sanctuary. Repraise Him in our song and prayer. Praise Him day and night adore. Him, praise Him everywhere. Praise Him for the love He's given. Praise Him while He lendeth breath. Praise Him round the throne in heaven. Praise Him through the veil of death. Praise Him in the sanctuary. Repraise Him in our song and prayer. Praise Him day and night adore. Him, praise Him everywhere. So this second one, it would be pretty easy for me to do. When our hearts are full of gladness. I can praise Him pretty easy there. But look at some of these others. When the heart is heavy, when the clouds above us hover, we can still praise Him. And I think the praise that goes to Him in these times is almost like an incense that is stronger than at the other times. Not that our heart is not in it as much, but I think when we have opportunity to build other folders of trouble, and instead we set those aside, and I want to praise God for who He is. So I'd like to look at another verse in Psalms 50 and 23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. To him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Last few weeks we've been looking at what brings glory to God. This one said, whoso offereth praise to me, glorifieth me. And I want my life to bring glory to the Lord. So those things that I think about, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, if praise can come from the things that I think about, then it's good. If not, let me think on some other things. There's a lot of things that want to fill up my thought process today. And I find that, you know what, if I'm not careful, not many of them bring praise to God. Or more of them can bring praise to God if I change who they are. I'd like for us in closing to sing one more song. Number 46. You know, here's another reason to give praise to the Lord. I praise the Lord who bought me. Hallelujah. You know, I need to think often about the price that was paid for me to be able to have salvation. And with that, I bring praise back to God, thanksgiving back to Him for what He did. This song says, I will never cease to praise Him. And it says, I praise Him for the strength He daily gives me. That's something to praise Him for. Yes. It says, soon with joy, I'm going to reach the goal of life immortal. I'm going to go sweeping through the gates of paradise. If I had 10,000 lives in which to praise him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore. Who wrote that song? D.O. Teasley. You know, when he wrote this song, probably praises were coming from him to God. He wrote a lot of good songs. You know, just because I'm praising him today, I need to be very careful throughout my life to be able to please him. What does it say? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things that I say? I don't ever want to fall into a category that I feel like just, okay, if I can sing a praise song, that ought to be reaching the Lord, when I know there's things in my life that he's not pleased with. I want to take care of those to where when he smells the incense that comes up from my life, that he would be pleased to dwell there. I'm very thankful for what the Lord did for Cheryl. Yes. But you know what? If next time she praises him and the pain continues, that doesn't say let's stop the praise. He still deserves to be praised. May God help us each one.